This is Trey.
And this is ATL.
And we're from Happy Hour with Trey and ATL. And one thing we've always talked about in our podcast episodes has been the importance of finding therapy for the care of your mental health.
We are so excited to announce our partnership with Wisdo, the app, the easiest and most convenient way to receive therapy and support.
You're able to join a community of other app users, coaches, helpers, mentors, and guides, as well as booking private chat sessions or even a live session with a support coach. Click the link in the show notes or go to our Instagram page at TreyAndATL and click the link in the bio where you'll see the purple W to download the Wisdo app. Welcome to Happy Hour with Trey and ATL. Grab a glass of your favorite drink and join us as we discuss everything from marriage and parenting to sex and money. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Trey and ATL. This is Trey.
This is ATL.
And this has been a long week. Do you agree?
Yep.
I know for me it has. I didn't realize, okay, so I hadn't been posting much on social media. And I know that, but I didn't know that, babe, you recognized that you kind of felt like everybody noticed maybe that I wasn't really posting on social media or whatever this past week. But I didn't know that you noticed it, you know, and you don't be noticing shit. So when you said you noticed it, I was like, oh, shit, I need to get back on it. So
yeah, you do.
I apologize to everybody. I hadn't really been engaging much and interacting or whatever, but it's with good reason. I actually launched my business and have been struggling with it. I mean, not struggling, but struggling with starting it. And when I say starting, I'm talking about like technical support, having my sister who is in the IT profession on the phone from Washington State on the phone with me with the brother printer and scanner and AT&T and the customer service rep that don't want to do nothing. And so anyway, you forget that when you are trying to start a business or run a business stuff that you are, and you're doing it by yourself right now, you know, that you're trying to, you're all of it. You're doing all of it. Eventually, once it gets up and running and everything, you know, babe's going to be on there working with it as well. But for now, I am the head honcho, whatever, starting it. So if y'all want to go and support it, I have a Facebook page already up. It's Optimal Notary Solutions. And then there's an Instagram at Optimal Notary Solutions. So anyway, tonight we are sipping, what is this called?
Blue Hawaiian.
Okay, Blue Hawaiian. So that's why if you hear my words are slurring.
Blue Hawaiian martinis.
And so you made the first one. I posted the pictures on the Instagram stories, but you made the first one and it was like a lime green color.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be just a Hawaiian martini, but we ran out of triple sec.
Yeah, well, so not with yours.
Well, I was just trying something. So I subbed some of the coconut rum. I put in raspberry vodka instead.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
It is really good. So, and then she walked me through making the second glass because I had to have a second glass. Mm-hmm. And it looks more greener.
It's blue, actually.
Well, I guess. It's not blue. It's like turquoise.
It's like turquoise.
Yeah.
It's like ocean water.
Yes. But it is still good. Mm-hmm. Like, I did a good job. And you did a good job coaching me through it.
Yay.
So
this would actually be better if we added coconut cream of coconut. It would be a lot better, but a lot sweeter too. You have to
well, these are the type of drinks I love. I love the fruity sweet stuff.
Yeah,
with coconut and pineapple and all that. Love it.
See, I was trying to tone down the sweetness a little bit when I was mixing the first drink.
Yeah, well, it's good. I think, yeah, the one that I did is a little bit sweeter, but either way, what has been going on with y'all? Like, I feel like it's a distance.
Well, it's not like they can respond, you know.
I mean, I know that, but I'm talking about as far as the time frame of talking to y'all.
Yeah, life continues.
Yeah. I hope everybody is being safe out there, still wearing their masks, wearing gloves, sanitizing, trying to do as much of 6 feet distance, which really you don't really, I mean, do the 6 feet distancing, but if you got masks on, you're, you know, it's fine. And just keep washing your hands and sanitizing.
And face shields. And yes, the 6 feet is necessary.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not, I mean, if you're going someplace and there's a bunch of people around, like you go to football games, they still got football games going on.
I know, but it's just one sneeze away. I mean, like, give people room to sneeze.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. And make sure that, you know, you don't wear Aquanet that keeps the flies in your hair. We're not going to go into that. So we're staying away from that topic. So you can still reach us, though, on our social, all social medias at TrainATL. Email us, contact us at TrainATL. Our website is trainatl.com, as usual. We still have our ebooks up. Thank you to those who purchased the communication skills one. We appreciate it. And then our book, Where Do We Start, on Amazon. Why'd you say, like,
I don't know.
We're kind of tipsy right now, so we apologize. But it is happy hour.
Yeah, we're trading ATL.
Yeah. So, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, at what we're actually supposed to be talking about.
I just feel like I missed. Okay, fine, whatever. Anyway, so tonight, as you can see in the topic, habits. I don't know what the topic. I got to think about the title, but it's going to be healthy habits.
Habits of healthy couples. 11 habits of healthy couples.
Yes, 11 habits of healthy couples. And we're just talking about, we always talk about things like, you know, red flags and how not to, you know, dealing with missing the mark when it comes to somebody being manipulative or narcissistic or whatever. But let's just talk about some healthy stuff, you know, in relationships.
And you can compare it to what your relationship is currently and whether or not you are practicing some healthy habits.
Yeah.
This isn't an exhaustive list. It's just 11
habits
that we picked after we did a little internet search.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily have to compare, but it's just something that you can look at and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a conversation starter between you and your partner. Mm-hmm. All right. Number one. Oh, you know what I forgot to talk about? The PodFest that I did. So I did the PodFest and, you know, did my presentation. And I did not know that you can have stage fright online, like, you know, while it's virtual. But I had that just a little bit. And then I had to, like, talk myself in because it was my first time doing a virtual live thing and being recorded and all that. But it went.
Was it?
Yeah.
Everybody's doing Zoom now. So I think eventually, I'd say in the next 9 months or so, people will be so used to doing Zoom calls, it'll become second nature. There won't be anything like the stage fright or concern about aesthetics.
It's one thing when it's like you're in a conference call and you're just sitting there like, okay, whatever, and you have the option to turn your video off, you know what I mean, so people can't see you, they can just hear you, or like if you're in a Zoom call with like friends, family, whatever. But it's another when you've got like 50 to 100 people all in the call looking just at you and you're presenting something and you don't even like the camera, you talk and then you realize, oh shit, this thing is recording me. This, you know, so if I just flip the laptop right now, what's going to happen?
Right.
You know, then it'd be like all these people that paid for this is going to get very upset, you know. Anyway, so then I felt my anxiety starting to come on, but I just had to, you know, I was like, you know what, this is your first time. Don't worry about it. Just keep going. And I kept going and I was able to complete it. And I was proud of myself, but yeah, it went pretty well. It was good. Anyway, I forgot that I had, I forgot to talk about that last week. So I didn't want to bring that out.
Yeah, but you just said my anxiety, and we talk about this all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's
about
right.
How you don't own something negative.
That's true. I have a bad habit of saying that. But tonight, we are going to talk about healthy habits.
Okay.
So number one is express appreciation daily. How you appreciate your partner. You know, that's a good healthy habit. Just getting the appreciation. You know, when you feel appreciated, you're going to want to do more.
Exactly. So, like, if I do all of the laundry and you don't have to worry about it, and you're like, you know, I really appreciate that you did the laundry, and I'm so grateful that I will fold it since you washed it all. Hint, hint.
You know, yeah, that would be a healthy habit.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, it would.
And like when I make mixed drinks and bring them to you, and they're all delicious, and you're like, you know, I'm so grateful that you made me this drink.
Wait a minute now. So saying, babe, this is good as hell. That's not.
Yeah, I'm saying, let me finish. And then you go in and wash all of the glasses and the stuff that I use to mix the drink to show how grateful you are.
That would be like in the mornings when I bring your coffee to you and you don't just stack the cup on my desk and say, here.
I say, babe, the coffee is so... I always be like, this coffee is good today. Or, what the hell did you do to the coffee?
But I, you know what? I appreciate the honesty. Because that's what I like. I like when you're honest with me. I like when you just tell me what it is. And I'll be like, I mean, I might be in my feelings for a moment. But then I'm like, you know what? She's right. Because the coffee was shitty this morning.
Like, were you blindly putting the coffee?
No, I think a lot of times it's a matter of the ratio of coffee to water.
Uh-huh, but it's a measuring spoon in there.
I don't use no... Who uses measuring spoons?
I do, every time.
But what sane person uses measuring spoons? Like
I do, every time.
My grandma told me that if you know how to cook, you don't use measuring spoons and cups. You just know how to do it.
But she said, if you know how to cook, then you don't. So, I mean, ergo, you should be using measuring spoon.
Oh, okay. You know what? Okay, so let's go on to the second healthy habit.
Yeah, see how I was complimenting you all the way up until, you know, I was giving you what you gave me.
Number two is...
When we had a negative situation going on.
Which leads into number two, fight fairly. So you're fighting fairly. That means you're not, well, that can mean you're not pulling shit out of the past. You're not going below the belt. You know what I mean?
But to say, even like as far as whether or not a person can cook well.
Well, I know damn well. I mean, okay, go ahead.
It's difficult not to pull from the past because that's all you have. Is past experience with burnt.
Well, okay, but you know me. You know that I don't give a shit. Like, you'll talk about my burnt pork chops or my undercooked pork chop, and
like,
I'll be like, you know what?
Kill me with some undercooked pork.
I'll be like, I don't care. Like I said, I'll be in my feelings for a minute, and I'm like, you know what? That shit was kind of red on the inside.
remember when I had to go to the ER?
I didn't say nothing until we got home.
Because you gave me some undercooked salmon croquettes.
I didn't know what it was. And
you watched me.
Wasn't Jaden sick too?
No, I was sick.
It was just you.
Yeah.
So me and Jaden, see, what's wrong with your insides?
Because
we can handle the salmon croquette, the undercooked
salmon. I got a pre-existing condition. I can't deal with that. And that's why I like all my food well done.
Yeah. No, you're right. No, you were right. Because I know how to make salmon croquettes, but I think that night I was kind of rushing through. I don't know what was going on. I don't know. But I knew when you woke up and you was like, my stomach hurt and stuff. And I was trying to think, what's going on? And then I said, oh. And then we went all the way to the ER and came back home before I said, babe, you think it was the salmon croquettes?
It's horrible.
But anyway, how did that get off? How did we get on that subject?
I don't know.
Fight fairly.
I don't know.
Oh, pulling stuff from the past.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that type of shit is like, yeah, whatever. I know sometimes I'll be rushing through cooking. I don't care. You know, whatever. I mean, I do care, but I don't care. Whatever. And I'm not like that. I'm not like Betty Crockers, you know, of the world that like to sit there and cook all the
time.
You
ain't even Betty Crocker cuz.
I really don't care. I'm more like the business type. Let's get, you know, let's...
It's more like prison.
But anyway, so...
It's like that prison food. It may or may not be warm. It may or may not be done. But you better like that shit.
Because I did it.
Yeah.
I slaved over it. Anyway, fighting fairly, don't... Like, when I say don't pull stuff from the past, of course, stuff like that is like whatever. But I'm talking about like if I come to you in confidence about something like a family member, you know, a family member that hurt me or, you know, whatever. And we get into an argument and you like, that's why such and such hurt you, you know.
First of all, that's childish too.
Yeah.
You don't try to cut people up because, I mean, if you ain't getting ready to leave, you still got to, like, this is the person you with. You don't want to hurt them like that.
Yeah. And it's okay to have like regular disagreements. It's okay to fight, you know, to have regular arguments. It's healthy and normal to fight because...
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is. Not fight as in, like, fist fighting and I'm about to beat your ass, you know. Like, I mean, like, disagreements. It's okay. If you... How would you feel if I wanted to vote for Trump? is that a divorce? Look, I'm just saying...
First of all,
that might be a little too extreme. But let's...
Here's the thing. I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, you know, as... a member of the LGBTQ plus community, we do have to do our research. We do have to look at each candidate that's going to be on the ballot, not just the president, and vote for what's in our best interest, because it affects us, thus it affects our families, it affects our children. So if a candidate does not have your best interest in mind, but they may, it may be one issue that you agree with them on, but in a broader sense of what their ticket and what they're running on doesn't really mesh up with your way of living, I just want to say that money don't create the happiness. Money brings things easy and stuff like that, but if you are in a situation, you're living in a world where you're discriminated against based on simply who you love, you do need to take that into consideration when you're choosing the candidate that you vote for. We try not to get political and try to steer people
right.
One way or the other. We do have our preferences and our opinions, but that's our particular preferences and opinions. We are encouraging everyone to vote, no matter who you're voting for. Get out and vote, because your voice does matter. And you do need to vote with your eyes wide open. You make sure you do your research before you go out to vote.
Yes. Good job, babes. I like that. So, let's think of a different kind of fight. Like you renege on spades?
You renege on spades.
But anyway, healthy arguments, you know. There are some healthy arguments.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but yes, it's good to stand up for what you believe in, even when you're in a relationship. You're two individuals, and you don't have to agree on everything all the time. That's what's healthy about it. But also, you have to know how to agree respectfully with your partner. You can't force your partner to have your beliefs. Like, if you wanted to vote for Trump and you had your reasons, that's your prerogative. You're a whole different person than me. That doesn't steer my decision making. But I will voice my concern, you know, about this is why this is why I am voting for who I'm voting for. This is how it'll affect me, in my opinion, based upon experience in the past 4 years, you know, or the experience that we had the past 4 years was great or it was bad, you know, and this is why. But just make sure that your decisions are fact-based, that they're decisions made based upon your personal research and not based upon some biased opinion that you got.
Yeah,
it's just like when you go to organized religion, you take what you need and leave the rest. You make sure that you know and you read the same book that they are giving you the instructions from, and make sure you do your own research so that you can make some informed decision.
Yeah. All right. So the next one, number 3, ask for what you need. So don't keep your mouth shut on what it is that you need. You know, we all have our needs and our things that we need to function throughout the day to, you know, make us feel whole or to make us feel appreciated. Don't be afraid to ask for what it is that you need.
Yeah, and just because you communicate what you need doesn't mean that the person on the receiving end of the communication is going to agree with what you need, or that they'll provide what you need, or that even if they provide it, that they'll consistently provide what you need. But do communicate what you need, mm-hmm. so that it's not something that they're having to guess about. Because I may need some quiet time, so I communicate it that when I get home, I just need to decompress. I need to be allowed not to think, because my job requires me to think all day long. I need to be cool because I've been hot all day because I had to dress out in all this PPE. So when I get home, I want to put on some shorts and a tank top and not think. I just want to decompress and stare at my phone or stare at the TV. I don't want to have to hold conversations, blah, blah, blah. That might be different tomorrow, but today, this is what I need. Or if I come and sit right here, this is what I need today, versus if I go in the kitchen and start cooking, you know. So just communicate to your partner, like, this is what's going on, so that they understand that. But on the receiving end, the partner has to understand that just because you have needs doesn't mean that your partner is going to be able to provide it when you want it, or even that they're interested in providing it. So yes, communicate what you need so it's out there, but don't hold that person to any kind of, you know, you got to do it now. No.
Yeah. Expectation.
Yeah. Don't give it expectation. Communicate without expectation, but do communicate. The only expectation you should have is that they receive the information.
So that's a healthy habit if you're already doing that. If you're already doing that and you have no problems with telling your partner what it is I need, and your partner's not, has no problem with giving you what you need, your partner's telling you what they need and you have no problems giving them, you know, that's a healthy habit right there in a relationship. Number 4, speak your partner's love language every day, not just one day. Like you told me, babe, love is a choice. Because I think I asked you like a long time ago, how do you, something of the sort, like, how do you know you love someone, or how do you, I forgot how I asked, but you said that it's a choice. Love is a choice, mm-hmm. that you make every single day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what it is. You have to, when you're speaking your partner's love language, not just yours or not yours, you got to know what yours is so that you know how you want to be loved. But, the choice is you making your, is you speaking your partner's love language.
Yeah, and every day it is a choice to love somebody that you're married to, especially. It's a little different when it's children, but still it's a choice because it's a verb. You choose to, you know, abide by the vows that you said in front of God. You know, you choose to forgive when you are angry. You choose to do those love language things. You know, it's like every day you have a choice of whether or not you're gonna do it or you're not gonna do it. We got free will. So every day when I wake up, I'm still married, but I get to choose whether or not I'm going to be married and do the married things, you know.
Yeah.
So when I stop choosing that every day, then there's an issue. So in your choosing, you also got to choose moments in time when you are trying to do things to cultivate the marriage to keep it healthy, which is what we're discussing, keeping the relationship healthy. So it's just like watering a garden. So if, like Trey's love language is physical touch, and me, I'm not that lovey-dovey touchy, but I might give her physical touch for 3 seconds. But in my mind, I did water the plant.
That sounds about right.
I did water the plant. It didn't die.
It just shriveled up a little bit, you know. Yes, but speak your partner's love language every day. If you're already doing that, awesome. You've got another healthy habit under your belt. The next one is number 5. Do chores together. Mm-hmm. So cleaning together, really, it's not so much, okay, let's clean together. It's teamwork, mm-hmm. you know, doing, doing a task with your partner as a team. And if you're already doing this with your partner, that's a healthy habit. You know, it's not about, oh my God, I got to wash the dishes. Come on, we got to go do this. It's just, let's tackle this task together, because you can implement those same characteristics into other things in your relationship.
And this might look different based upon the makeup of your family. Like, I have no intent. First of all, I hate washing dishes. But second of all, I have no intention of washing dishes when I have teenagers who made the dishes. Mm-hmm. It's just not something that I'm about to do. So, but when you're talking about doing chores together, you're talking about things that, you know, your bedroom, you know, keeping your bedroom organized, your bathroom organized.
Gardening and planning.
If you have a garden, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you choose to cook together, you know, like, like I said, when I get home from work, cooking is probably the last thing on my mind. Like, if I was rich, I would probably hire a chef so that I could eat right and that I wouldn't have to worry about what we're going to eat, blah, blah, blah. That would be one of the first things that I did, in addition to a maid, somebody do the laundry. You know, it's like things that we need to do. Like, if we were home more and that we didn't have to work so much, or, you know, if we didn't have to work so much, yes, that would be something that was more plausible. But in reality, and I'm sure this is a reality for a lot of people, with children and, you know, errands that you have to run and games that you have to go and practices you have to go and jobs that might keep you well beyond where you're supposed to be there. Time is a factor, because you do get burned out. You do get to the point where you don't feel like doing those things. And that's when it's important to establish healthy habits, so that you'll do it even though you don't feel like doing it. And also setting aside that time when you need it. But when there's change, like we're going through a pandemic, people's jobs have changed and the dynamics is changing. Make sure you don't neglect those things that make your relationship healthy, especially since you may be seeing your family more or less, you know. So you got to figure out how to structure your day so that you can check those boxes. Because after a while, yes, you're tired. Yes, that's valid. But those things still need to be done. You know, those boxes still need to be checked as far as your relationships and cultivating your relationships, in addition to self-care.
Yep. All right. Number 6, make time to snuggle. So I love snuggling. I'm always snuggled up on her. So she wakes up in the middle of the night and my head is on her chest. And
I can't breathe.
Or I'm under her armpit and she's like, stop smelling my armpit. You know, whatever. I like just snuggling up under. But making time to snuggle, you know, there's couples that do that already. You know what I'm saying? You snuggle up on the couch, you watch Netflix, you know, you have a movie night, you snuggle in the bed, have pillow talk, whatever. That's a healthy habit.
And some people, I ain't calling no names. Some people like excessive snuggling.
Yeah.
And some people don't like it much at all, you know. And it's okay if you're not like that, you know. It's like, I can snuggle and then I get to the point where I feel claustrophobic, and it just might just be me, but I have to.
Well, you give off a lot of body
heat.
Yeah,
I'm hot natured.
Yes.
And my hands are hot, like I'm hot.
So maybe about 5 minutes
I'm like, I got to move my arm, like I got, like, I'm about to lose my mind. This isn't fun, you know?
And then, like, I'm also like, okay, yeah, I'm good, because you're making me hot, you know? So it's like, it's compromising.
It is compromising, but try to make sure that in your seeking of your love language, you're not like, you know, it's like, this is how I am. Like, I want to provide your love language. But if you notice that I'm cuddling, I got like a set time frame for that in my mind. You know, it's like, because this isn't like my natural thing that I want to do, you know, and I can appreciate that, you know, some people don't have that problem. Like, you might have two cuddlers in a relationship and that's great, you know, but sometimes I can cuddle for 30 minutes and sometimes I can cuddle for 30 seconds. And it's like, so I'm going to be inconsistent. And if I'm cuddling, just know that I made an effort to.
Yeah.
You know,
and
like,
I don't have a problem with that, because I know when you say, come here, let's cuddle, I'm like, yay, I take what I can get. And then, you know, we both are just like, okay, I'm done. Get up, you know.
Yeah, but I feel bad sometimes because I don't like cuddling and you do. Like, I try to do it a little bit.
Oh, don't feel bad, babe, because, like, what, 1 o'clock in the morning while you snoring, I cuddle with you. I get up under there. But then I get up, I move away because you're too hot. Mm. All right. Number 7. Talk about the hard stuff. Hard stuff. So this is a healthy habit when you can actually sit down and talk about the hard stuff. What is some hard stuff? Finances.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Mental illnesses.
Well, if there are mental illnesses, yes.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah, the child rearing and...
And in-laws.
Chores.
Yeah, chores, jobs, just talking about anything that you feel you might be ashamed of talking about. If you are able to sit down with your partner and discuss all of it openly, you know, and you know, just being vulnerable about it, that's a healthy habit. You're in a healthy, you know.
Yeah, like you screwed up the credit card payment, or you forgot to pay a bill, or you forgot to get the car serviced and now something's going on with the car, or you drove the car without checking the tires and now they look like
one of them donuts, flat or something.
Yeah, like things that, you know, it's so many things you have to remember to do in a day's time. Like, you know, you got to do your everyday things that you have to do. You got to go to work. You got to take care of your kids. And then there's car maintenance, house maintenance. Like, it's easy to remember, to forget things that you are responsible for. Yeah. So have those conversations about, you know, the house. How's the house running? What do we need to do here around the house? Like, do we need to do this? Do we need to do that concerning the house? Let's talk about the cars. Have the cars had the oil change lately? You know, let's discuss how we're going to manage getting that done, when it's supposed to get done.
Some people have issues with exes being in the picture. So,
I mean, it depends on what maturity level your relationship is on, obviously. So if you're still dealing with exes, you know, I'm sorry that you're still dealing with exes. But yes, that's also things that you might have to discuss.
Yeah.
Or if it's an ex and you have children with an ex, you know, discussing, mm-hmm. you know, things related to the child, especially around holidays, things that you care not to think about. Or, you know, your spouse is having to pay child support because of a previous relationship, yeah. or spousal support because of a previous relationship. Those things do need to be discussed so that there are no surprises, that everybody's on the same page, and expectations are what they are because everybody's on the same page.
All right, number 8, boundaries. So boundaries within your relationship. I know you always, you know, I think you yelled that at me the other day, boundary. But like, yes, I think I have been doing very well keeping any boundaries that you have, because I do have a bad habit with you. Like, if you need your space or something and I'm just like, I don't understand why you need your space. Like, we haven't talked all day, you know, whatever. And it's like, but we both were doing stuff all day, you know.
And I am a creature of habit. Like, nothing I have done today or the day before was any different than what I did the day before. You know, like, I do the same stuff. Now, my work schedule, it does fluctuate. Sometimes I get off now and then later, you know. It just depends, because when you work with people, it's hard to predict, you know, things that'll come up. So, you just have to roll with it.
But having the boundary of you coming home and needing space, or just any type of relationship type or boundary, or individual boundaries, actually, while you're in a relationship. If you are a healthy habit, is that you are able to respect those boundaries, that you're able to recognize and respect them. You're not crossing over them just because you need to feed your ego, or just because you feel like, you know, the world revolves around me. And, you know, and there shouldn't be any boundaries in this household because I pay bills too. No, everybody has boundaries. You know, everybody was on their own path with themselves before they met you. So they've got their own boundaries. You got to just know how to respect them. And if you do, you've got another healthy habit under your belt. Yeah. Number 9, they forgive and move on. So they go through things. Everybody goes through relationship stuff, drama, whatever, heartbreak, trauma, just anything. And you talk about it, you're open about it, you become vulnerable and you're able to discuss it and forgive and move on. That's a healthy habit.
Yeah, because you want to forgive and move on. When you're in a good relationship, you will find yourself wanting to, instead of just wanting to hold grudges and stuff like that. Because first of all, that's like another thing to focus on in a busy day. So it's way easier to allow yourself to forgive and forget. But also at the same time, do address things that need to be addressed. So you have to be, you know, you have to be intentional when it comes to things like that. You have to pay attention to bad habits that people have versus people just being human and sometimes needing to, you know, communicate things and lay things out there and you have a conversation about it. Because everything ain't about me. Like, if I come home and though I'm tired, if it's something that needs to be addressed, I just got to do it. I got to do what I got to do, you know? Yeah. And sometimes it's like that. You don't necessarily always come first. You have to prioritize your life. I am in the hierarchy, but sometimes I'll be first and sometimes I'll be last. And sometimes I'll be somewhere in the middle. But it shouldn't be the same every day. It shouldn't be problems every day. You shouldn't deal with the same problems over and over. Because once a problem is solved, if you revisit it, you have to realize that there are some unsolved issues that may or may not be your problem versus the other person's problems. If it's the other person in the relationship that's got a problem, then tell them that's your problem. You address that problem because I've done everything I can do to address that problem. If you have, you know, and if they choose not to deal with that problem, don't own their problem.
Yeah.
Let them deal with their problem.
And especially if somebody has forgiven you, they forgive you. Don't keep bringing stuff up. They've forgiven you and have moved on, mm-hmm. You know? So you got to appreciate that. And
it's an art form.
Yeah. All right. Number 10, spend some time apart. So we were talking about doing, weekend trips alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know you need it. I know I need it. Where we just do nothing, a weekend trip by ourselves at a hotel room. It is completely healthy. It's perfectly healthy. I know for myself, I haven't done it only because once the pandemic hit now, who wanted to stay in a hotel? You didn't know if they were, 'cause they were already not cleaning the hotel up, you know, but definitely after this pandemic hit, nobody really wanted to stay in the hotel. But now things are being extra sanitized and all that or whatever. And it is perfectly healthy and okay to just spend a weekend by yourself in a hotel room or in a Airbnb or wherever so that you can gather your thoughts, so you can remember who you are, so that you can, you know, if you need to fall back in love with yourself, whatever it is, spend time with yourself. You know, it is perfectly healthy to do that. So that is a healthy habit. If your partner is requesting that or suggesting that, you know, it's not something that's out of the norm. You just have to be able to spend that time apart.
Or you just may need to recharge. Like, you spend, you think about it, between kids, work, and home, you keep your foot, the gas down to the floor constantly. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to burn the motor out. So you got to recharge at some point. You have to take the time to recharge.
Yeah. All right, number 11 is the last one, a willingness to reach out for help. So not having a problem with reaching out for help
from one another or outside the home.
Yeah.
Like, if you're struggling with something, like me, like if I'm like, I'm at work and I got an issue with somebody and this is how I dealt with it so far, the issue keeps reoccurring. And I need your help to help me troubleshoot this, you know, something like that.
And I had the bat ready because I'll be ready. Shit, I don't give a fuck. I'll, you know, come down to that job. I don't like none of them no way. Shit.
I'm talking about something, you know, not the ratchet version.
But like a perfect example, I had to I had a signing I had to go to, and it was my first one, and I was so excited. But I had to get Anna from work. And Jaden from football practice. And I was not going to be able to be in two places at one time, no matter how much I think I'm super mom. So the whole time I was thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to try to hurry up and get ready and do this and do that, you know, whatever, so I can run over here, get Anna, go get Jaden, drop Anna off, you know, whatever, and then go to the signing. And I knew that it wasn't realistically with traffic and stuff, I wasn't going to make it. And I wanted to make a good impression on that client. And I reached out to you and I said, I'm just going to ask her because I try not to bother you with picking the kids up or ripping and running the streets or whatever for me. But I said, I'm not going to be able to do it. And I reached out to you and asked you, can you get Anna from work and Jaden from football practice? And you just said, okay.
Yeah, mind you, I was at work. So yes, you reached out to me and I happened to be near my phone. So yes, I responded. Yes, it was cool. I go ahead and do it because I don't have to do it all the time. But if it was like, it wasn't that you was asking because you just didn't feel like getting off the couch and going, you know, I don't mind, you know, doing that. That's what you're supposed to do in a relationship, is help one another out, you know, if you can. And I was at the position where I was able to leave, even though I could have kept working. I told him I needed to go, you know, so. But it was near the end of the day, so it was fine. Yes. Yeah. I kind of front-loaded my day, but if I hadn't have been in a position where I could leave, I still would have left. I just would have had to go back to work, which I hate to do. So I would have communicated that. So when in your helping of your partner or anybody else, when you're helping people, if you find yourself having to put yourself out, like you having to do stuff that's going to make your day longer, just communicate that. Or don't do it all the time. You got to pick and choose your battles so that you don't burn the candle on both ends and start to establish some resentment about why you always need me to do this, why you always need me to do that. Yeah. What are you doing that you can't handle your obligations that I'm having to fill in the gap for you? You know, and it's because you have to take care of yourself too. Yes, take care of your family, but don't neglect you because you're important too.
Yeah. So if you are, it's a healthy habit to be able to reach out to your partner whenever you need help. Don't keep that shit in. If you need to open up and find that help, or even just going to therapy, you know, not being resistant on going to therapy. If you know that, you know, you and your partner need it or something like that, just being able to reach out for help when you need it, having that awareness as well. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. A lot of people be like, we need to go to therapy, but they are not serious. Like, but we have resources available through our podcast, and please take advantage of it. Yeah. Because talking to a paid professional or someone that actually has experience in it makes a world of difference, and you may be able to solve problems that you've been struggling to solve or deal with or cope with problems that you've been struggling to cope with. So just, you know, consider it.
Yeah.
You know, be good to yourself, and sometimes understand that you can't fix it all, and there are people out there that can help.
You know what I've been struggling with? This trainer. So I got a personal trainer that kills me. I hate him. I hate him. He's military. And
hate a strong word.
Yeah, no, I don't hate him. I love it because he pushes me and does all the stuff, squats, deadlifts, all of that, and gets me up, running up and down stairs. And I mean, he is horrible. But that's what I'm struggling with. And I communicate that with you. But
I understand that you enjoy it, so I ignore it.
Yeah, because I need it. I done lost some weight because my clothes been fitting different.
Good for you.
Yeah. And he was, we're starting.
I just ate like 10 wings, maybe more.
That's okay, as long as you balance it out with, you know, with that workout. But we're starting a running challenge. I was like, Lord Jesus. Anyway, that's what I'm struggling with. That's what I've been doing these past couple of weeks. It's been like 3 weeks now. That's what I have been doing. I've been so fucking busy with this damn trainer, with starting this business, with
harassing me.
Football. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad his game is over. His the season's over with next week. I cannot wait. Anyway,
and now Koa is getting ready to start soccer.
And Koa's going to be starting soccer. He'll be 2 in December, his little bitty self. He's going to be kicking the little soccer ball across the field and then running around and screaming, sticking his middle finger up at everybody. Because anytime you say one, he sticks his middle finger up.
Right now, that's his pointer finger.
Anyway, I hope that y'all have a great rest of the week. And
try this drink because it is
the
business.
Yes. What is it called again? Hawaiian martini?
Yeah. We had blue Hawaiian.
Blue Hawaiian martini is really good. Anyway, don't forget to reach out to us. Instagram at TrainATL. And our website, TrainATL.com. Keep on engaging. We definitely appreciate the DMs that y'all are sending and the mentions and all of that stuff. I'm going to be posting more. I apologize. I haven't been there that much, but I'm going to do better because when you know better, you do better.
Do better.
All right. Y'all have a good rest of the week. Bye.
Bye.